The Democratic candidate for Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul believes his background as a prosecutor and time as a state senator will help him root out corruption and protect consumers at what he considers to be a critical time in American history. Raoul was in Bloomington Normal over the weekend and spoke with GLT's Eric Stock.
Yeah, I've been practicing law for 25 years. I became a lawyer to be an advocate. And I think right now at this moment in American history, attorney generals not only in the state of Illinois, serve a more important role than they ever had in any time in American history. Part of that is as a result of the leadership or lack thereof that we're seeing from Washington. Attorney generals individually and collectively have taken action to protect citizens of the states. And I'd like to engage in that and continue engaging in that because I've been active as a policymaker for the last 14 years, doing just that, whether it's protecting voting rights, protecting access to health care, and I'd like to continue that because as Attorney General, the role is elevated more now than any time in American history.
A couple of the issues that you've been involved with involving higher education, which we can get to, and also fair elections. The governor had recently vetoed legislation to end the cross-check a voter registration system. You believe that was politically motivated?
I really do. I mean, at a time, it's ironic that he vetoed the legislation just days after the revelation that Russian hackers probably hacked the Illinois State Board of Elections system. The Illinois State Board of Elections, we contacted them prior to me filing legislation asking whether they can check with CrossCheck to make sure that our voters' information is secure, and they replied that CrossCheck couldn't guarantee that the information was secure. That's why I filed legislation. That's why we passed the legislation, and I think it's just outrageous that the governor, just a few days after the revelation, the indictment of Russian hackers hacking into our state board of elections, that the governor would take that action to put voters' information at risk.
What is a better way to go, a safer way to go to ensure voter integrity?
We have the ERIC system that has been demonstrated as a safer system. It's a system that's even being embraced by the state of Missouri. So it's being embraced by neighboring states. So I don't have a problem with having a system, and I don't have a problem with communicating across state boundaries as long as the privacy of our voters is protected.
You've referenced higher education as a priority of yours in the state Senate for some 14 years now. And as you seek the attorney general position in Illinois, what role can the AG's office play in helping advance higher education in the state?
Well, there's one thing. You know, come this fall, I will have two kids attending college, and as my youngest is a girl, or a young woman, she's just recently turned 18, and as I think about sending her off to college, one of the things I want to make sure is that she's protected from potential sexual assault on campus, and we've seen where Betsy DeVos has taken a step back in terms of the protections offered by the Federal Department of Education to protect against sexual assault on campus. Well, one of the things is Lisa Madigan stepped up where Betsy DeVos stepped back and made sure we passed a law here within the state of Illinois to make sure every higher education institution has policies to protect against that. The other thing is that as I think about sending my kids to college, I think about having to pay for it and having to incur debt, and my kids potentially having to incur debt, and their students being victimized throughout this country and certainly in the state of Illinois as well. By higher education institution, primarily for-profit, but some non-for-profit institutions that are sending kids into debt that they'll never get out of. And again, where the Federal Department of Education is stepping back, it's going to be incumbent upon the state attorney general's office to make sure that we hold those institutions accountable.
Kwame Raoul was in Bloomington to campaign for McLean County Clerk Nikita Richards, candidate Nikita Richards. He spoke with GLT's Eric Stock.